Okay, I'm Breilin Chanukah again, and today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin, 97, in Maseches Ksubas, continuing our discussion in Parak Almana Nizonis. So we are going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 from the bottom line on Tzadik Vavim Abeis. So the Gemara had previously quoted a Bachlokas HaTanoim, whether when a woman sells properties in order to collect for her mizonos or for her ksuba, does she have to or should she specify what she sold it for? Rabbi Yehuda said she should. She should specify what she sold it for. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's better for her, said Rabbi Yossi, to sell it stam. V'chein kocha yafe. So what is that machlokas about? So first the Gemara brought this in to suggest maybe the machlokas is about whose chazaka are the nechasim in. If she has to specify, that means she has to get it out of the Yisom's chazaka. If she does not have to specify, so it's really in her chazaka, she has nothing to prove. That was possibility one. The guard rejected that and said, no, possibility two is really everybody holds, but the nechasim are becheskes almana, and the machlokes is whether we suggest that an Eitzah Tova to her. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, really, she does not have to prove herself, but you know what, she might as well write it because people are going to think, if she doesn't write it, people are going to think that she just eats tons and tons and it's all from Mizonos and nobody's going to want to marry her. So it's better for her to explicate it. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, she doesn't have to do that. So that was number two. Possibility number three, Inami, that's what we're up to now. What else could this Bachlokas be about if it's not about Cheskas Almana versus Cheskas Yisomim? Inami de kule alma nichze becheskas yasmi kaimi. Maybe really everyone holds the nechazim are becheskas the yisomim, right? Opposite of possibility number two. Everybody agrees it's becheskas the yisomim, and therefore we should say that she should have to specify because she has to get it out of the chazak of the yisomim. She has to prove that she did not collect certain things yet if she wants to collect. Meaning it goes straight. Interesting lumdus. It goes straight not to her, even though she has rights to it. It still goes straight to the yershim. V'hainu taima Reb Yossi. So why does Reb Yossi still say that she does not or should not specify? Why is it better for her not to specify? Kida Abaye Kishisha, like Abaye Kishisha. He's been popular the past couple of dafim. Damar Abaye Kishisha. Abaye the elder says, Mashal Reb Yossi about Redome. What is Reb Yossi like? Reb Yossi who suggests that you should not specify. What is he like? L'shchivmi Rasham Ritzum Masayim Zuz Laploni. When if a shchivmira says, someone on his deathbed, who we've already mentioned, has different rules and regulations. Chazal lowered their standards of kinyanim in various ways for a shchiv mira, because we don't want him to have tirif hadas, we want him to think that all of his assets are and his property are going to where he wants them to go. So a shchiv mira who says the following, Sha'amar, Tnuma Zayim Zuz Laploni Balchovi, give 200 zuz to Ploni, my creditor. So that's an unusual lashon because he uses the lashon of tnu and balchovi. Tnu sounds like it's a matana. Give. Balchovi doesn't say tshalim. He says tnu. So he says give, and on the other end he says balchovi, my creditor. So is this a matana or is this a piraon hachov? So that's not what's clear. Are you paying a loan or are you giving a present? So says the Braisa, Ratza Bechovo Notlan, Ratza Matana Notlan. Either or, he could take it as a Balchov, or he could take it, the acceptor, the one he's giving it to, could take it as in lieu of a payment for a loan, or a Matana. Is it either or? What's the Kavana of this Shchivmira? So Rashi seems to say, and Tosfos quotes this as Rashi, the bottom Tosfos, that he is saying that really I owe him money, but I'm giving this to him as a present, and I'll collect the money otherwise. That's how Rashi and Tosfos seem to understand. The Ritva says that no, it's either, he quotes Yesha Pirshu, it's either or. He's giving him a choice. Maybe he owes him a loan, but there's no riot to it. Either way, he's giving him a choice, oza, oza. But in either case, says the Gemara, imbe matana noslan lokach yafek kocho, isn't it better for this acceptor to take it as a matana? Why? Because if you take it as a balchov, then an earlier balchov might come and take it from you. So Rabbi Abaye Kishisha brings this as a mashal to Rabbi Yossi, that sometimes matana is better. How does this relate to the woman? It's better for the woman not to explicate what she collected for ksuba and what she collected for matana, for mizonos. Rashi says on top, sheyucha litrof lekuchos alachov, lo yucha litrof al matana. Because if it's just like there, she can be torev lekuchos for balchov and not matana. Avzu, so to the woman, al mizonos, lotucha litrof lekuchos, vila ksuba titrof osam. The ksuba starts earlier when it kicked in when she got married, so she's in balchov muktam to many balchovos. And if it said mizonos, she wouldn't be able to be torev. So that's why it's better for her not to explicate what was for ksuba and what was for mizonos. Aye, Rashi then asks, but according to the sheet that we just said, Kuli Alma agree, it's Nechasim Rebecheskas Yasmi. So therefore, why can't the Yisomim say, we already paid you? And she won't be able to prove it because nothing will be mefurish in the star. So Rashi says, let her appoint Edim that would watch herself from his own host, and let her not appoint Edim to... For what she sold for Ksuba, and in that way she'll be able to have Yada al Ha'elyon. Either way, so we have three possibilities now in the Gemara, just to summarize the last Amud, three possibilities what the Machlokas was about, whether she should explicate or not in the Ksuba. Period. So now we move on. Case in Mocharis. How exactly does a woman sell her properties to collect for her rights? Again, for after the husband dies, if the husband's alive, then the husband has to take care of it and get her the food. But Ketzah Bacharis, what happens after the husband dies, and the woman has the property of the Yisomim, so what does she do? Amar Daniel Barav Katina, Amar Rafuna, Mocharis Achas L'Shem Asar Chodesh, V'Lokeach Befarnes Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Once a year, she has karka here. So once a year, she sells the karka to get the money for it, but the buyer of the land only gives her the money for the land once a month. Once a month, meaning the money is split into 12, and once a month, the lokeach gives her the money for it. Why? So the Rishonim explain, Rashi says, that if she gets all the money, what happens if then she decides to get remarried? So then the Yarshim lose. Because she has all this money that she already sold for her mizonos, but she no longer has rights to mizonos. And really, this was more than she needs for the time until she got remarried. So it's better for her to sell it. Why sell the whole thing? The Shita B'Kubetzis explains, because you're not going to find somebody who wants to buy a piece of land for 3 months. For a year! Let's try it for a year! So people buy things for a year. So the Shita B'Kubetzis says, you have to sell it for a year. You can't really do it less than that, even though we're going to have somebody who says it in a minute, a little less. So less than that, but you only pay her for... You only pay her once a month. Because again, once a month, you know, in our bank accounts, as long as we have once a month, we don't want it to have to come to Bezdin every single day. Be Mavaza herself. So give her enough for once a month, and in that way, that will be able to give her what she needs and to protect the Yarshim's rights. That is Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda, no, a little bit different. Mocheres l'shisha chadashim, v'lokeach l'fari tachas l'shoshim yom. Same payment option, but she could sell things every 6 months. Not a year, not to be that much. Every 6 months, again, a little more protection for the Yarshim. You don't have to sell some of their property. You don't know when she's going to get remarried. So once every 6 months. The Ritva expands on this and says that Bezdin takes into account whatever the needs are, meaning if there's a case that a woman needs more often, or a case where the Yarshim need less often. So again, it's all up to Ra'os Eine Hadayin. Leave you the Omer Rabbeinu Meir. Shemhaya Be'inyin, Shalohayu Motzi and Likach De Mezonos Shashisha Chadashim, Shemokhan Be'yoser. Let's say you're in a place where nobody's going to buy it for 6 months. So, Lefi Ra'os Eine Hadayin, Kadesh Yilo Mezonos, whatever Bezdin needs to do. This is just a suggestion that is given, and if it's possible, and also, you learn from here, never less than 30 days. You don't want her to have to come to court every day. So you want her to be a little bit understanding. So therefore, we give her at least a month, and if she needs more, she needs more. And if the Yarshim need more, they need more too. So either way, the Ritva says we can be understanding. So Rav Huna says once a year we sell, she's able to sell, and Rav Yehuda says once every 6 months. So she is selling. She is selling for herself, but really she is selling on their behalf. So we're going to have later on in Daf Kuf next week, we're going to have Rashi calls her a shliach. Rashi calls her a shliach. But it's interesting here, because what's happening? She is their shliach, but she is getting something from the shlicha. So she's acting on behalf of somebody else, but for herself. Really, the result is coming to herself. She's getting money. Interesting. Hopefully, we'll talk about it then. about how exactly her position is defined. So that's Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Tani Kavasi Rav Huna. There's a brisa that supports Rav Huna. Bacharis L'shem Asar Chodesh V'lokech Mafarnes Achas L'shem Shem Yom. Tani, so it's Beferish. Tani Kavasi Rav Yehuda. There's a brisa that Beferish supports Rav Yehuda. Mocheris L'shisha Chadashim V'lokech Mafarnes Achas L'shem Shem Yom. So either one, both cases, both shitas have a brisa to support them. Amar Ameimar. A Meimar says, Hilchasa, Mocheris Lashisha Chadashim, Volokeach Mefarnes Achas Lashoshim Yom. So, even though the Rifa said these are suggestions, it's not a real Takata Kavua, still a Meimar picks one to Paskin like. A Meimar says, I Paskin that she should sell once every 6 months, and the Lokeach pays her once every 30 days, meaning, I Paskin like Rav Yehuda. I Paskin like Rav Yehuda. Amalei Ravashi La Meimar, so Ravashi turns to a Meimar, after a Meimar Paskin like Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna Mai. What happened to Rav Huna? What happened to Rav Huna once every year? Amrlei lo shamili, I didn't hear of it. Kolmer lo svirali, meaning I didn't hold of it. So what's that question and answer? What's that give and take? What happened? He paskin like Rav Yehuda. So what do you mean? What happened to Rav Huna? So obviously he didn't paskin like him. And he says lo shamili lo svirali. So the I saw here quoted from the Birei Adaf. One of the Achronim suggests that in the Seder Tanam v'Amaroyim. Generally, we paskin like Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda, because Rav Huna was Rav Yehuda's Rebbe. So that's what he was really asking him. What are you paskin like the Talmud for? What Rav Huna Mai? What happened to the Rebbe? You know, paskin like the Rebbe. Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda. Shekiva Shaya Rabbo. That's the question that Rav Ashi asked. And the answer, Amemar said, is halacha here's Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Mistavar Taimo. You know, logically, you're right. Usually you go like the Rebbe more than the Talmud. Right? Divrei Arava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. Right? The basis for Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. But here, that's what he's telling him. He says, lo sfirli. I think it's more logical once every 6 months. And this is the mucker for the language that we talk about today. You know, when somebody's talking to you and you say, I hear you. I mean, you hear him. Of course you hear him. No, it means you're understanding him. Right, that's exactly what the Gemara said. Lo shamili, meaning lo sfirli. There's a difference between when you hear something and you understand, just like seeing, just like the Torah said at the beginning of Vayera. Vayar, Vayar. First pasuk says Vayar twice. What does Rashi say? The first Vayar is you see, the second Vayar is you understand. He saw the Malachim and then he understood the need. Vayar, Vayar. So too, hearing has a double connotation. It has hearing and accepting and Nasa v'nishma, Unkelus quotes, actually, in last week's parsha. Unkelus quotes in last week's parsha on they listened to Yehuda, right? Vayishma echav. So Unkelus quotes there, Vayishma, because sometimes means hear, and sometimes can mean accept and understand. And Unkelus quotes, Vayishma echav, Nasa v'nishma. We will do, v'nishma, we will accept. The Kabbalah's dvarim. Unkelus, in last week's parsha, Vayishav. Yeah. Halacha kabasroi, right? So there are different rules and regulations. So when it's a Rebbe Talmud, generally we don't say halacha kabasroi. Basroi is like a later generation, like a whole group of rabbis, let's say, with Paskin in a certain way. But you have to put all these kolam together. Halacha, right? Do you say somebody is more charif? Do you say, but basroi, right? Basroi, what do you mean? So we pass like the Amoraim over the Tanaim? Right? Halacha can't be, there are exceptions. What? I'm sorry, what does basroi mean? It means maybe a later generation. Maybe, right, so it's you have to work out exactly, put all these rules and regulations together, right, release. What? Right, well we're Basroi to the Gemara. I mean, also, I mean, there has to be some limitations. But, yeah. Okay, did we ever have a shiur on that, about who's allowed to argue on who? The Amoraim and the Tanaim? What, Shavuos night we did one time? Well, are the Amoraim allowed to argue on the Tanaim? We mentioned a little bit of it a few days ago, like a week or two ago, about Reb Chaim's Chiddush against everybody else. Okay. Ba'iminei mei Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes, Mocheres lemizonos, mao shetachshav v'tichav l'ksuba. A woman who sells her mizonos, as she has rights to, you have an almana who's selling for her mizonos, can she then, she sells it to Reuven, but then she decides she wants to collect l'ksuba. Can she go back to Reuven and say, hey, there's all the property left in the assets of the Yarshim. Because can she now go to the person that she sold the field for her mizonos and say, hey, I want this field back from my ksuba? Can she go do that herself? Marja Tichov, Luxuba. Can't she go back and be Torah for Luxuba? So the Gemara says, first, Kami Boy Lahu, let me give a little background, says the Gemara to the question. Can I go a little bit there of Yosef? Really, you have to know Rav Yosef's background before we appreciate the question. To Amar Rav Yosef, Armalta de Zavin Achrayas Ayasmi. When an Almana sells any of these properties, the Achrayas of those properties are on the Asomim. And the same thing if Bezdin sells on behalf of the Isha. So again, the Achrayas is on the Asomim. So that's our question here. That's the background. So now, this is the question. Kiman da achrayis ayasmi tarfa. Since the achrayis are on the yesomim, then here too, she sold it on their behalf, but it's as if they sold it, and therefore she can be go toref. She can be toref the rechasim. Odilma, no. Mati amri la, or they could tell her, no, nechid achrayis da amala kabila si lavich. Fine, you didn't accept achrayis for your, you didn't accept achrayis of others on you. When you sold it for your bezonos. Achrayis da nafshach milo kibilui kabilis. What about achrayis of yourself? You can't go and collect this. You just sold this. You're going to go and collect it? So therefore, that's the shayla of the Gemara. It's interesting. It's possible that one person sells and the other person has the achrayis. Again, she's acting on her behalf. Usually when you sell, you're the achrayis. But here, she's selling. And even if Bezdin sells, they have the achrayis. That's the question of the Gemara. Yeah. So the Rishonim here point out that the Ritva here expands it and the Tosfos meshes it a little bit. This reminds us of a Gemara we had a few days ago on Daf Tzadik Beis Amin Aleph, Tzadik Aleph Beis Amin Beis Amin Aleph. Where remember that Gemara, Reuven sells a field to Shimon without Achrayas, then Shimon sells it back to Reuven with Achrayas, and then Reuven's Baal Chovah comes takes the field. Could Reuven go and collect from Shimon? The Baal Chovah took it from Reuven himself, and now Reuven's going to back. What do you mean? This was your field. Right, so we had a discussion, machlokas there, Rami Racham and Rava, you know, can Reuven go back to Shimon and get money for the field that was just taken from him? So the Rishonim here say, that these two cases are not connected. That's why the Gemara doesn't make the connection. The Tosfos here says, I'm sorry, let's do the Ritva first. Tosfos says here that, Ubavade the high plukta lo shaycha plukta the Rav of Rabbi Rechaba de la El. Don't connect these two. Why? Because according to either Shita, you can say this case is different. Even according to Rabbi Rechaba, who said there that lo machayev achrayis d'nafshi, that he can go back, maybe that's because he didn't sell it lefisha machar beferish shalom b'achrayis. Because Reuven specifically sold it beferish, I am not reimbursing you. Shalom b'achrayis. That's why Reuven maybe could go back. But here she sold it stam. She didn't mention a specific thing that she's not claiming responsibility. And then the Ritva says, even according to Rava, who says that Reuven cannot go and collect from Shimon. You know why? Because there Reuven himself sold the field. And it was his field. But over here, it's not his, she's only a shliach. It's as if it's really the other person's field. So the Ritva points out that no matter what you say in that earlier, similar case, you're not boxed in to what you would be holding here. Tosfos on top also says, the lo dami, it's not comparable to that case earlier that we had, because over there, second skinny line. Ve'en al shemol lefroa, kibish abasli de Reuven hanosh, kibel amos. Reuven there at least got money for the field. Got money originally for the field. So now you can say he lost the field, he would have lost the field anyway. Aval hacha, sheyoshim chayev la mezonos. But here, maybe the Yoshim could say that, you know, it's, you're not gonna be able to get it. You hold a limb curve, a lax of a litrov, shukas a chosis, vatofer, schof, shalahi nefras. Maybe here it's better. Because, you know, she's owed a ksuba, she was always owed a tashel ksuba, she has more rights. Either way, we've shown him, try to point out that these two do not have to be connected. Okay, so again, what's the question? When she sells her field for mizonos, and now she wants to go back and collect that same field from the buyer for her ksuba, does she have that right? So Amar Leh, that was the question asked from Rav Sheshes. Amar Leh, Tani Tua. Didn't we learn it? We learned it in a brisa. Mocheres v'holeches ad kidei ksubasa. The brisa says she's allowed to sell ad kidei ksubasa until the amount of her ksuba. V'semechla shetigva haksubasa menashar. And whatever's left is what she'll be able to collect her ksuba from. Sell mazonos, and whatever's left she can collect her ksuba from. Shmami na shiara in lo shiara lo. So we're mashma, at least from this at this point, that if she leaves something over, because what the brisa say? What option does it give for her ksuba? Whatever she left over. It doesn't say that she could use everything and then go collect from the lakukos. So it sounds like this is the only option if she leaves something over. Which, by the way, there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. What does this first line of the Braisa mean? Mocheres v'holeches ad kidei ksubasa. So Rashi says it means she could sell for mizonos all of the property of the Yershin until all that's left is enough for her ksuba. That's what it means. For mizonos, she can sell every, like millions of dollars until she has enough for the ksuba. That's what's left. And once that's left, that's when she should leave. She shouldn't leave over less than that. That's what Rashi says. The Rif here, as explained by the other Rishonim, the Rif says, no, it means she could only sell mizonos ad kidei ksubasa until the amount that her ksuba is worth. And the language of the Ritva is, shalot hei t'nai gadol min ha'ikr. the tznai ksuba shouldn't be greater than the yikr ksuba. If the tznai, if the ksuba is the amount of the ksuba is whatever, masayim zuz, or with a tosefis more, so mizonos she should only be able to sell up till that point for mizonos. That's the, what the rift's suggestion of what that means. Meaning there's a finite ceiling for mizonos. Based on that, the Avni Miluim asks, but didn't we learn in, we had this earlier, Mishnah Gittin, which was quoted earlier in, here in Ksubis, but didn't we learn that you're not allowed to be motzi from nechasim shubadim for mizonos isha because it doesn't have a kitzvah? So according to the Rif, it has a kitzvah. That's a definite amount. So Avni Miluim has to struggle. Maybe it means it doesn't have a kitzvah on the bottom, it only has a kitzvah maximum. So, but still, why would that be? Either way, that's the Avni Miluim, tries to figure that out in Sim inside the Gimel. But let's go with Rashi's pashtus. Rashi says, the Braisa says she's allowed to sell mizonos all the way until she depletes the assets, all the way until there's only the amount of exuba left. And whatever's left, so then she collect from that. So doesn't that say that? There's no other option. She has to collect from the ksuba. So the Gemara says, no, really maybe she could go even further down. And then she'll be able to have to collect from the kuchos. The Dilma Isatova Kamashmalan. The Gemara is just giving her an Isatova. So the Likrila Hadranisa. She shouldn't be called someone who goes back on her word. Meaning, what happened here? She sold the property, now she's going to get the property back? I sold it to you, I know, but I'm an Indian giver. I want to get it back. I know how luckily I have rights for it, but what kind of name is going to go out? So again, as we said yesterday, we're very concerned about a woman's reputation in terms of her being able to get married again. So just like yesterday, we don't want her to be a Rav Tanuta. Today, we don't want her to be a Hadranisa. So therefore, we say that it's better for her not to. Yeah. Okay, it's going to devalue the property if people know that you're going to, and nobody's going to want to buy from her. Nobody's going to want to buy from her. Interesting, right? So maybe that's another idea. The Gemara doesn't say that one, but the Gemara says Shlo Hadranisa. Rebbe Yashiv just has the Ha'ara. He doesn't answer it. He just says usually an Eitz Tova doesn't have a risk or a downside. Eitz Tova Kabashulon, right? Rav Tanusa, explicate. So it's nothing. She doesn't lose anything by explicating. She gained something, but here she's going to lose. There's no property left. She can't buy this. This is an Eitz Tova. This is an Eitz Tova. This is hurting her. He just says that Ha'ara. He says, this is just an unusual Eitz Tova. Usually Eitz Tova is Sheshnei Tzadim Shavim. Eitz Tova, do this choice A instead of B. Because A doesn't have a downside, but here A has a big downside. She's going to lose. So he just has that Ha'ara. It's not a usual Eitz Tova. M.K., the Gemara that now says, if you're going to say that the Braisa means that it's just an Eitz Tova, listening Govik Subasa Min Hashar. I'm sorry. Yeah, if it's true that it's really she can, why doesn't it just say collect the ksuba for the rest? My semachla. What is the Braisa add by saying those extra that extra phrase of semachla shetivak sozav b'dashar? It's like emphasizing something. Shma mina shiara in lo shiara lo. So it sounds like it's more than an Eitz Tova. It sounds like no, it's me'ikir hadin that only what's left can she collect from, but she cannot go and collect again from those who she sold to. Period. Next, Ibai Lahu. The Rishonim try to figure out exactly what this is doing here. It has to do with buying and selling, but this is Lav Dafka. We're out of the Parsha of a woman selling. Now we're just into general selling. Ibai Lahu. Okay. Zavin lo itzrachei lezuzei. Let's say somebody sells something, and Rashi says, because he needs some liquid assets, so he has to sell some property, but then it comes out that the reason he needed the assets for, let's say he needed $1 million. So he sells his house, and now it comes out that what he wanted to buy with $1 million fell through. So he wants to get his house back. So, but there wasn't a tnai written in the contract, I'm doing this for this. I'm selling you the house so I can get the money so I can buy this horse, this racehorse. And now the guy doesn't want to sell me the racehorse. So am I allowed to go back and say, I want my house back and here's your money. Tosfos says that he said this. He was Megala Daito. Tosa Zavin, who could go Shagila Daito Bashasamecher. He said it. He didn't make the tnai. He just during the sale, he says, you know what? I'm selling you my house. I really need the money. I'm going to buy that racehorse. He didn't say, I'm selling this to you on condition that whatever, and if the condition falls through, he was just Megala Daito. And this is where Tosfos mentions, we mentioned this Tosfos a couple of weeks ago, three levels, three types of cases in Shas. Sometimes you have a case that is not clear, it's not clear whether, you know, you're selling, but you have no idea. So it's not clear that there's any reason why you're doing what you're doing. And in those types of cases, you need all of laws of Tanaim. You have to make serious conditions. You have to do it in what's called a Tanai Kafel. You have to do it double, meaning if this, then that, and if not, then this. And you have to do the positive before the negative. You have to do Tanai Kodim L'maisa, many different rules called Mishpatei HaTanaim. That's one type case. You know, I'm married to you. I'm a kodesh zli. Almanas that it rains in 3 weeks. How would I know that I'm making the kodesh? So of course you have to make that as a tanai. That's on one extreme. On the other extreme, sometimes you have cases which are so obvious you don't even need to say anything. You don't even say anything. If somebody sells every last cent of their property because they're making aliyah, the Gemara talks about in Kiddushin and elsewhere. It's brought up in the Rishonim and Kiddushin at least. So in that, if you sell every last property of yours, well, you have to say, of course, nobody sells all their property unless they're moving. Obviously, every single job of your property. So maybe that's the kind of case which is so obvious you don't even have to say anything. And then you have a middle type case where it kind of looks like it, but, you know, it's not so obvious. So Tosfos says that middle case is where you need a gili das. You have to say something, but you don't need regular laws of Mishpatei Hatzonai. So Tosfos fits in all of the cases into those three categories. That's Tosfos Zavin. Rashi here, I was talking about that. Rashi just says the case here is that you are Megala Das. You are Megala Das. Rashi does, he says, Macher Sadeu va'anu yodim. We know that you did it because you want to buy something. You want to buy the racehorse. Chayfetz Ploni. But, or Sadeplay Pragmatia. So either way, you have to figure out whether Rashi agrees with these categories, but that's what Tosfos says here, and Tosfos says at Kiddushin Memtas, other places as well. So says the Gemara now. So what's the case? You sold it, and then you want your money back. Hadri's Vidi, Alo Hadri's Vidi. So does it go back or not? Just by the way, just a makar if you want to look it up, and Dvarim Shebelev. You want anything to know on Dvarim Shebelev, Rav Gusman, in Kutcher's Ishiurim, has a piece of Simn Chafalaf on Kiddushin. Everything you want to know about Dvarim Shebelev is there. Feel free. Tashma, the Yahu Gavra, the Zavin Aral Rav Papa. There was a man that sold land to Rav Papa. Dishrachile Zuzi, the Mizma Ture, because he wanted money to buy some oxen. Lesof, lo Ishrachile, at the end, the oxen weren't for sale anymore. He didn't need the money. Via Hadronili, Rav Papa Lamri. Rav Papa returned his land. Oh, we have a Raya. We have a Raya. Rav Papa says it goes back. Answer the Gemara, no Raya. Rav Papa, Lefnim Mishur Esadin, Uda Avid. Maybe Rav Papa went Lefnim Mishur Esadin. No, it wasn't Maker Adin, it was Lefnim Mishur Esadin. There is a discussion I saw a little bit in the Achronim. How do we look at Lefnim Mishur Esadin? Is Lefnim Mishur Esadin an obligation for those who are on that level? You know, those who are pious individuals have to act Lefnim Mishur Esadin. Or is it no? No matter how pious you are, it's still Lefnim Mishur Esadin. You could even say that it would be undermining to say it's obligatory, that it wouldn't be Lefnim Mishur Esadin. It reminds us a little of the Ramban. Which Ramban? The Ramban. Which Ramban? The Ramban on V'yasisa Hayashav Atov. The Ramban in Top 10 Rambans all Torah. The Ramban says, no, with a subjective opinion, says the Ramban in Parshas V'eschanon, V'yasisa Hayashav Atov. Rabbo Seinu Bazeh Medrash Yafeh Amru Zu Pshara V'lefnim Mishur Esadin. V'hakavaran Bazeh, what does the Ramban mean? The Ramban says, the Torah first tells you 613 rules and regulations. And then, V'zeh Inyat says, Ramban, v'zeh inyan gadol. L'fishi'i efshe l'haskir b'torah kol anhagas ha'adam im shcheinah v'reya v'chol maso matano. It's impossible for the Torah to tell you what to do in every single situation in life. Every situation? The Torah can't go through every single case that's going to come up in history. V'tikure yishav ha'medinas kulam. Aval. So therefore, achrei shehizkir mehem harbe. After the Torah goes through many laws. For example, we'll say that Rachel Balmechel, Sikim, Losito, Losamon, Adam, Rechel, Loskal, Acherish, Mipnei, Seva, Takim, B'chayosim, Moseh. Say that goes through about many, many laws. Chazar, Lomar, Betera, Klau, Sheyase, Hatova, Hayashar, Bechal, Dover. Ashi, Kanis, Bezeb, Shara, Lefnim, Meshur, Sadin. Then the Torah says, you know what? Do what's right. The Torah gives you a bunch of laws, and then the Torah says, do what you think Hashem wants, right? This is the same idea we had in last week's parasha also, right? Yosef, so with Aches Potiphar, then all of a sudden he's reminded, what would my father say? What my father said, that was about an actual law. But he was implanted in him with certain values that you know what the Torah would say about something in every situation. That's the Yasizah Yashav HaTov. But the Ramban calls that Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. So is that required or not required? That's this issue in the Akronim. If the Ramban just said he made Lefnim Mishur HaSadin into the Torah. He made it into a type of Chiyuv. Okay, it's a general type of Chiyuv. The Ramban many times on all the general lines where the Rambam would say, you know, it's a general line. The Rambam gives it mahu. The Ramban gives it teeth. Kadoshim tiyu. Kadoshim tiyu. The Ramban says, oh, that's a defining element of our religion. V'yatzisa yashav atov. It's a defining element. This is quoted, for example, this is the V'yatzisa yashav atov is the source for Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Look at all that way at the end of Hilchas Shcheinim in the Rambam. What's Dina de Bar Mitzvah? I'm selling a field. I should sell it to my neighbor first. Why? What if I'm not getting a better price? Why? Because that's Vasisa Yashvatov. Right? He wants to buy, it means more to him than it means to anybody else in the world. So did he did it to Bar Mitzvah, that's Vasisa Yashvatov. Yeah. Hamidu al Din Torah. Because Hamidu Divrei al Din Torah, right. So that's maybe
required, not
Right. That sounds like, that Gemara sounds like, if that's really the opposite of Lefnei Meshuras Hadin, then Torah, so that would mean that it was a type of requirement. Right. Like maybe Bederech HaRamban, this discussion. Okay, but that would be even requiring it for the population, the Hamunam. So we might say even if you say it's required, it might only be required for a certain part of the population. Okay, period. Toshbal, so let's try again. There was a shortage in Arda. Wheat was scarce. Shortage. So what happens? Supply goes down, right? So price goes up. The supply and demand curves. So all of a sudden everybody sold their palaces. We need wheat. We have to get wheat. We have to get food. Who cares about our big houses? But then all of a sudden, a tremendous wheat shipment came in, and supply went up, and price went down. Rav Nachman comes out with a statement. Rav Nachman came in the papers tomorrow. Everybody, all those sales are null and void. Give back their palaces. So, hi, you see it's a raya. Again, you see it's a raya that if something happens after the sale, so you can get it back. So Gemara says, Hasam nami zvini b'taus. No, that case was different. Because that was a zvini b'taus. We're going to go according to Rashi, how Rashi read this line. Why? De igloi milsa da arva bakuli avikaima. That case is not something that happened afterwards. Oh, afterwards something occurred, which is our shaila. Here, even at the time that they sold it, there was really wheat that was very close to them. It was just stuck in the harbor. It was stuck in the water. It was there. They just didn't realize it. So that's not the type of case. That is different because it was already b'shaito. The problem was fixed. So the way that Rashi's interpreted it, so some of the Akronim say, that's mekach tos. That's maybe more than a regular tnai. Mekach tos, that was the whole sale was on false assumptions because they had wheat. They just didn't know they had wheat. Masha'eki, the shiloh of the Gemara is, nothing was different now. Just something happened in a month from now. Now the guy didn't want to sell me the horse. So that's not, that won't help me with the case of our Gemara. I saw some Akronim say that Mekatos is based on Tanai. So what's the chiluk? But either way, that's the line. So the Gemara continues now. Machlokes has been showing him whether the next line is a question or a statement. We're going to go with the question one. So, Ihachi, Haidot Amalei Ramon Bar Shmuel, Rav Nachman, Imkin, Mimseis Machshilin, Lasalavo. But if you say that the these types of cases will always be returned if you have something that's unknown, so nobody's going to want to buy and sell. Because they're going to think that there's something that I don't know about and I have to, it's going to go back. So Amalei, I'll call Yoma Bitsurta Shricha. What do you mean? It's a very unusual case. There are shortages on wheat, such major shortages. Are they common? So Amalei, Bitsurta Ben Ardo, Mishka Shricha. In Ardo, they are very common. They are very common, so we do have to be worried about it. We don't have to be worried about it. So the Hilchasa, the Gemara ends off. It does go back, even though you might have this issue of Nitzis Bachshilon Lasalavo, but we paskin Hadri Zvini, it goes back. Again, Tosas, if it was Megaladas, Rashi, even if he wasn't, Megaladas. Period. Okay, next Mishnah. Almana, Beiman Eris, Beiman Nisuan, Mocher Shul Bebezdin, and Almana gets to sell for her ksuba or for her mizonos out of court. She doesn't have to go to court to sell. Beiman Eris, Beiman Nisuan, whether it's only Mina Erisin, meaning Erisin means she's only getting ksuba, or Nisuan, she's even selling for mizonos. Either one, the Tanakhama says she could do outside of court. Rip Shimon Omer, Mina Nisuan, Mocher Shul Bebezdin, Min ha'nisuin, she sells Shlo Bebezdin, because there she's selling for Mizonos. Min ha'erisin lo timker el Bebezdin. But min ha'erisin only in Bezdin. Why? Mibnei she'en le'mazonos. She doesn't get Mizonos from Erisin. Chal she'en le'mazonos lo timker el Bebezdin. Rav Shimon holds that the only reason we allow her to sell out of court for Mizonos is because she needs to eat. We don't want her to be delayed. She don't want to have food to eat. For her ksuba, that's not so dachuf. That's not so it has to happen today. So therefore, we'll make her come to court, just like other Baal Chovos. Whenever you have a Baal Chov who's collecting, they have to do the estimation in court. So here too, we're not going to be extra makeup for her, except by the Mizonos. Period. The Rishonim discuss why he uses the Lashonos of Erisin and Nisuin, if it just really means Mizonos and Ksuba. So that's, the Shimon Kubetzis here has a little discussion of that, I think. Bish Lubabin and Nisuin. So Gemara says, fine, I understand Minha Nisuin. The Tanakama allows her to sell out of court. Mishu Mizone, because she needs Mizonos. And that's a need that is immediate. Elamina Erisin, my Taima. Why should she be able to sell out of court Minha Erisin if she's just selling for Ksuba? See the top Rashi. Lo Ashrach, my Taima, Lo Ashrachu, Rabbanan, Lavo Lebezdin, Kechal Sharmusi Yishtar Chov. Why is she different? All motziei shtarchov have to come to court to do it. So why is she any different? Yes, ksuba is different. We spoke about alumdis. Maybe it's a chov that starts earlier. But either way, regarding this issue, why is she any different? So two answers. Amar ula bishum chinah. Because of chayin. What is chayin? So we had this before. Rashi here quotes, chayin means we want women to be able to be confident in their getting married. So if they know that if something occurs, they'll be able to just sell stuff. They don't want to have to schlep to Beis Din, so that'll be better for them. And so they'll be more confident. And they'll be more chayin. Rav Yochanan Amar, lefi she'ein adam rotzeh she'tispazeh ishe be'Beis Din. Rav Yochanan says, because men don't want their wives to have to be misbazeh and have to come to court. Remember yesterday, we called somebody a prutza, somebody who is regular and normal to come to Beis Din, even though it didn't mean prutza in the normal sense that we had back on Daf Gimel, as we discussed yesterday. But either way, it's a little bizarre for a woman to have to schlep to court by herself without her husband. So therefore, a man doesn't want that, so he will allow her to collect out of court. The Yeshiva Gubetzis points out here that it's even about an arusa we're talking about. So a man doesn't even want his arusa wife to have to schlep to Beis Din. My benai, what's the difference between these two reasons of why? Again, the Gemara just gave two reasons why mana min ha'erisin is allowed to collect her ksuba money even outside of court. Why? Two reasons. My benai, what's the difference between the reasons? Ikibanai grusha. The difference might be a grusha. Why? According to the chayin reason, a grusha also needs chayin. Why? Because we're talking about what happens during marriage. She's going to be confident to get married. So a grusha wants, going backwards, we wanted her to be confident, and also for the next time, we wanted her to be confident to get remarried. So according to that reason, she would still be allowed to sell it out of court. Lamanda Amr, Lafi, Shein Adam Rosesh, Tvazvish, Mabazim. According to the other reason, grusha lichmaslai. According to the reason of Shalom Rosh Tvazvish, Zishto, so then that wouldn't apply to a grusha, because the man wouldn't be as concerned with that. Period. So we try to prove now something from the next Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah says, where's the Mishnah? Later on this Amud. Tanan, v'grusha lo timkar el be'Beis Din. A grusha can only sell in Beis Din. Only sell in Beis Din. So Mishnah, l'man d'amar l'fisha in adam rotzeh. She despised the Ishav be'Beis Din. Grusha lo ichbas lei, as we just explained. According to the reason of in other roses she tispaze ishto, so that's why a grusha has to sell in Beis Din. Cause that reason does not apply. Elman darim shemchina grusha nami ba'yichein, but according to the reason of chayin, doesn't a grusha also need chayin? Doesn't she need chayin? And therefore we should allow her to sell it out of court. What do you mean? She needs. She needs chayin. Correct. She also needs. Where she also needs chayin? We'll say something in a minute. So Hamani, Rabbi Shimon here. You're right. Really, according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, who allows her to sell out of court, he would also allow the grusha to sell out of court, according to this reason. But really, that next Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who said that what? She's only allowed to sell for mizonos out of court. But for ksuba, she's not allowed to sell, and therefore that's the answer. That is going according to Rabbi Shimon. E Rib Shimon Atanale Resha. 1 minute. If it's Rib Shimon, don't we know Rib Shimon Shita from the first Mishnah? Rib Shimon says, Mina Ersonal Tipkar, that only for Ksuba and not for Mizonos. Only for Mizonos and not for Ksuba. So the word says, no, we wouldn't have known it from the first Mishnah. Mao the Tema, Almana Mina Erison, Udulonafish Khendita, fine Almana Mina Erison, where the husband doesn't have as much concern for her, and that's why he would want her to sell it only in court. Aval Grusha, the Nafish Khendida. But we would have said that even Reb Shimon would say a grusha min hanisuin has a more of a chayin issue than an almana min ha'erisin. Kamash v'lan, that's why you need the next Mishnah as well to teach it to you. What does it mean here that a grusha is nafish chayin dida? Why would we be more concerned about a grusha min hanisuin? That's what we're talking about, right? What was the Havamina? The Havamina is that even though Reb Shimon would say an Amanim and Erisin has to come to court, but a Grusha, and Anisuin, maybe Reb Shimon would agree there that, you know, we don't want to force her to come to court. Why? Rashi quotes one idea, Tosis quotes two others. Rashi quotes, because Chivas Bia. At least by a Grusha, he had a serious relationship with her. He was really married to her. So maybe there, even though he was Megarisher, he's still concerned more about her than an Amana Mina Erison. That's Rashi. Tosas quotes two others. Tosas on top. First he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, because a Grusha has Tosefes Ksuba. So maybe if she's collecting so much, right, we want her to be able to do it outside of court. He would want her. Or Inami, Tosas says sociologically, Yesh Lefaresh, Shehi Tzricha Kchein Yoser, Linase, Shehi Bezuya Yoser Min HaAlmana. Grushas have it harder than almanas, says Tosfos, in terms of getting remarried, in terms of the situation that they're in. So therefore, says Tosfos, that's the Havamina, that she would need more chen. So three pshatim, Rashi and two of Tosfos. So the Gemara now continues and says, Hanami Danina, we know that too from the first Mishnah. Kol She'ein LaMizonos. It says the line in the first Mishnah, meaning the previous Mishnah that we just had, anyone who does not get Mizonos, Reb Shimon says, has to come to court. So, what is that line including? Lav Lasuya Grusha, isn't that including a Grusha? So again, you don't need the next line of the next Mishnah. So, lo, Lasuya Begreshas, Venim Begreshas. No, that line of Ein Lo Mizonos is coming to tell me something totally a different din, Rashi explains. Nothing to do with us. It's just telling me the din that a Suffolk Migureshes, meaning a man throws his wife a get, and it's a suffix whether it's closer to him, closer to her. In that case, does he still have to give her mizonos? So, the law is yes, the husband does. What if the husband dies? Do the Yarshim have to give mizonos to their father's wife who was suffix mugureshes? Now she's suffix mugurusha, suffix amana? So there, Reb Zeira says no. Kidder Reb Zeira, Dhamma Reb Zeira, Kalmakam Shabbat mugureshes and him mugureshes. Anytime we say a case of suffix mugureshes, Ba'al chayv mizonos seha. The husband has to give her mizonos, but the Yarshim do not. The Yerushim do not have to give her mizonos. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. That, again, a case of Suffolk Gerushin, the husband has to give her mizonos, and the Yerushim do not. That's the Chiddush. Tosfos says, asks on Rashi, that's the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of that? That's Pashut also. That's Pashut also, says Tosfos. Fuzuhi milsa de pshita, to me Suffolk, shema gureshes gemura haisalo totsi mizonos ben isomim. Of course the isomim don't have to pay her mizonos. After, why? Because it's a Suffolk. Hamotzim echer alavaraya. It's a suffix. Rashi says, that, no, there's a chiddush to tell me that the Yerushim do not have to give her mizonos by suffix mugureshes, suffix almana. And Tosfos says, no. Tosfos is a different pashut. What's the machlokas about? Explains the hafwa, yeah? Well, where the chimizonos stems from? What do you mean?
Does it go directly from the husband straight to the wife or from the husband?
Exactly, similar to what we discussed yesterday. Bechaskas yesterday, bechaskas. So one way to say it is, Does the chiyum mizonos stem from the husband or from the yisomim? Just say it a little differently. We discussed this a few months ago. I don't remember exactly where. Whether the chiyum mizonos of a husband is a new chiyum every day. I wake up in the morning, I have a chiyum to give mizonos. I wake up the next morning, I have a chiyum to give mizonos. Every single day a different chiyum? Or is it one lump sum chiyum that when he gets married, boom, I have to give mizonos to my wife? So that also says the hafla here on this Tosfos, that that's what they're arguing about. According to Rashi, it's not so pasha. Why? Because it's I'll read it to you. Where is it? According to Lavi, the Sarach Lama, the Sphere late, Rashi, Tosfos quotes, the Chov HaMezonos Maskel B'chol Yom B'Yom. It's a new Chiv every day. Every day it's like, I don't know if there's a Chiv today. That's why the Yerushim are going to be putter, and it's pashut. According to Rashi, no. According to Rashi, it's the opposite, that it's any Odei, it's considered a one lump sum chiv. So there's already a muchzakis. So there's already muchzakis, that's why there's a chiddush to say this case. Fine. Toshma. Continue. The Brisa says, just like she could sell outside of court, so to her Yarship could sell out of court. Works out according to the Mandarman that says the reason that she could sell out of court is because her husband does not want her to be Mizbaze. Just like the husband doesn't want his wife to be misbaze, so to the children of his wife, also, the reason can be extended. But according to the reason of chayin, yersha my chayin ika. What do you mean? Her yershim are probably males. So there's nothing wrong with males coming to court. So there's no chayin issue by the sons. Rashi says, harayin itshrachim lebezen anashimim. So tergema ulok onto yarshta yarashta bita olachosa. No, the case is maybe they're only female inheritors. The only female inheritors, so that reason of chayin could also apply there. Period. Let's just do the next Mishnah. Masnisan machra ksubasa o miksasa. Let's see, a woman while she's married sells the rights to her ksuba. Mishkana ksubasa o miksasa, or she gives the ksuba out as a mashkon, the rights to the ksuba as a security for something. Nasna ksubasa la acher o miksasa, or she gives the ksuba to somebody else, right? She sells it, she gives it, in all these cases, lo timkor hashar el bebezdin. The rest, she can only sell in Bezdin. And Rashi explains, the Gemara is going to say this, Reb Shimon is talking here, that once she sells part of it, even though she has a little bit left, is as if she has nothing left. It's as if she has sold everything, and therefore, She has to do everything in Bezdin. The Chachamim omrim, mocheres hi afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim. The Chachamim say, no, she can sell even 4 or 5 times, as long as she has some left. As long as she has some left, she can still sell mazono shelo bebezdin. Umacharis mazono shelo bebezdin, v'koseves, and she writes what the Gemara quoted yesterday, lebezonos macharti, and she explicates what she had, what she sold from mazonos, different reasons we gave earlier. The Gerusha l'timkar lo bebezdin, and the Gerusha has to sell in bezdin, and the Gemara that we just did discusses, is that according to Reb Shimon, or is that according to the Rabbanan? Okay, I guess we'll stop here, because it's a new piece, and Be'ez Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Hashem, we will continue.